I ask an interest in your prayers. I feel a little bit tired, and I'm not complaining about that. It's a good tired, but I do feel a little bit tired. This week from Monday through Friday evening, I did five sermons in a row, and I learned that I'm getting old. It just doesn't seem to be as easy as it used to, and I lose energy, and so. But however long that the Lord will use us in this life, He can give us what we need to make it. I know that God can. He can strengthen us spiritually. He can strengthen us physically. And so I ask today that you pray for the message. I want to share some scripture with you from the 8th chapter of Jeremiah. If you want to read along with me, turn to Jeremiah chapter 8. I'm only going to read a short scripture lesson beginning with verse 18. And read on through the end of the chapter, which is verse 22. Jeremiah chapter 8, beginning with verse 18. When I would comfort myself against sorrow, my heart is faint in me. Behold, the voice of the cry of the daughter of my people, because of them that dwell in a far country. Is not the Lord in Zion? Is not her king in her? Why have they provoked me to anger with their graven images and with strange vanities? The harvest is past, the summer is ended, and we are not saved. For the hurt of the daughter of my people am I hurt. I am black. Astonishment hath taken hold on me. Is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician there? Why then is not the health of the daughter of my people recovered? And I want to speak today about the last opportunity. I want you to think with me, if you will, today, especially if you're here and you're not saved. I want you to think about the very last opportunity. Judah, here, and the problems that they were having here with the harvest when this was spoken, were perhaps more of a physical nature, a natural problem. I want to think about the spiritual aspect of this. The harvest being past, the summer being ended, and you still not being saved. Because God has been good to you. If you are here today and you're not saved, God has been good to you in that He has extended your life again, and that you have another opportunity to be here among the people of God and to hear the word of the Lord. And God is still granting you opportunity to make things right with Him, to be saved. But I hope today, and I want again to ask the church to pray for the message today, that it'll find its place and lodge in the hearts of the unsaved. Because I hope today to be able to get across this one simple point And I hope and pray that the power of God and the Spirit of God will take it and just plant it deep down in your heart and in your thoughts today, because someday, if you continue on in your sins, someday your last opportunity is going to come. When I think about you, and when I think about other people that I know in this life that are still lost and in their sins, oftentimes that thought just crops up in my mind that I know that they're in such a dangerous condition. Paul wrote to the church at Corinth and he said, "Therefore, knowing the terror of the Lord, we do persuade men." I mean, we know what's coming. And those of us that have been saved, we know what it's like to be lost. And we know how good that it is to be saved. I thought about, as we sang that last song, I thought about what a wonderful experience it is to get saved. I mean, I've just never experienced anything else like that in all my life. Heaven came down and glory filled my soul. I mean, that was just awesome when the Lord saved me, and nothing else has ever equaled that. But we know what it was to be without the Lord. We know what it was to be lost, and knowing the terror of the Lord and what's coming, we go about trying to persuade people to seek the Lord and be saved. And I think that as the church, we need to also understand, and we also need to remind ourselves and be reminded from time to time that the harvest one day is going to be past. The summer one day will be ended. And the opportunities that you and I have to reach out to those who are lost, because I think if we're all honest with ourselves, we're going to have to admit that we miss a lot of opportunities. We don't take advantage of oftentimes of the opportunities that the Lord gives us to reach out to people. And so on both sides of that, we need to be well aware and conscious of the fact that one day the last opportunity is going to come. Now in the 14th chapter of 2 Samuel, in verse 14, and I want you to get this concept, if you would, please. The Bible tells us there that we must needs die, and that we are as water spilt on the ground, which cannot be gathered together again. And God is no respecter of persons. But it does say that he has devised a mean where his children shall not be banished. But if you could think of us and think of our human life as being something as frail and as fragile as water. And you know, when you spill water, it's spilled, isn't it? I mean, that's what 2 Samuel 14 compared our life to, water that's just spilled on the ground and it just can't be gathered up. It just can't be put together again. And friends, listen, our lives are very fragile. The human family is much more fragile. Our lives here are much more fragile, and we are much more frail than what we even realize. David prayed once, and we find recorded in the Psalms where David asked God one time to show him how frail that he was. And we really are. There's a great frailty of life, a great truth about that. And our lives can end so quickly, so quickly. It seems like that the older I get, the more I think about that, that I think oftentimes, well, you know, I better try to get this done, or I better try to get that done, because I know my time's running out. I know that, you know, my time is swiftly running out. And I didn't think about it, honestly, I didn't think about it nearly as much when I was younger as I think about it now, about how swiftly that my life really is passing by. And there are things that I, you know, would love to see happen, but they're in the hands of the Lord. And I realize that someday, and I don't know when it's going to be, but I realize that someday I'm not going to get to do anything else. The things that I have in my heart and in my mind that I want to get done here on the earth, someday I won't get to labor towards them anymore. God will be finished with me. The water will be spilt on the ground. And listen, when it's spilled, it's not going to be gathered up again. Our lives, our earthly lives here are going to end, and they're going to be finished, and we're not coming back here to live again. We're going out to dwell in eternity. I want you to think with me today, if you're here and you're lost, I want you to think about the opportunities that God has provided to you. Think of the times, perhaps, that you have been in church service, and perhaps you pushed the Lord away. Think about the times, even perhaps, that you came and you knelt here at the mourner's bench, and you spent time here on the mourner's bench. Think of the times that you have been among the people of God as they prayed for your soul. Think of the times throughout the years when a revival meeting would come and revival meeting would go, and perhaps the next year or a half a year later, a revival would roll around again, and it would come and it would go, and you still are not saved. And I've heard the scripture used in that way a lot of times. I've heard it preached in at the end of revival meetings. I've heard this scripture used: the harvest is past, the summer is ended, and we are not saved. And I suppose there are many good points that can be made from that scripture. But listen, I think the ultimate point is this, that before you know it, the harvest will be completely past. The summer will be ended. Be sure of this today. Be sure of this. That no matter what your individual situation is, no matter what it is that's standing between you and the Lord, no matter what it is that is hindering you from getting right with God, no matter what it is that's stopping you from trusting the Lord with all of your heart and being saved, regardless of all of those things, the fact is that there's going to come a day when it's going to be your last opportunity, and you're going to be ready in that day, or you're not going to be ready in that day. No matter what, that's coming. The harvest, the opportunity, will be forever past. The summer will be forever ended. You see, what you really need to see is not just here in time. What you really need to see today, lost friend, is that out there in the future, there's going to be a time in eternity when you're going to have to say, the harvest is past, the summer is ended, and I'm not saved. You can say that here, but you know, here today, and thank God that He is still giving you life and breath, because today you still have opportunity. But if you continue on in your sins, one day you'll have to cry out from the depths of a devil's hell that the harvest has passed me, the summer has ended, and I am eternally lost. Eternally lost. I know that you've heard many of the sermons. I know that you've heard the preacher stand up many times and tell you that you don't have a promise of tomorrow. But listen, don't ever begin to mock. Don't ever be like the people that the Apostle Peter wrote about that were mocking the coming of Christ. Don't ever be like those people that begin to say, well, you know, we have heard about His return for years now, and yet we're still here, and He hasn't come yet, because no matter how many times that you hear it, it's the truth. You don't have any promise of tomorrow. You don't have it. You know, if you have had that preached to you, if you've had somebody warn you time and time again and tell you that you don't have any promise of tomorrow, that you need to get right with God today, that you don't have any promise of tomorrow, but yet you live until that next day, don't ever mock God. Just thank God that He did extend your life for another day. But friends, I'm telling you, one of these days He's going to claim it. He's going to take it. And I want you to understand something about God. When He comes to call you from the walks of this life, when that time comes, when God says, I'm going to call that person now from the walks of this life, and that's you, He's going to call you from the walks of this life, whether you're saved or not. There are people that die every day. Make no mistake about it, and remember that the Bible tells us over and over that God is no respecter of persons. And there are people that die every day and leave this world that are not ready for the journey. Every day they live, or they leave rather. Every day they die and leave this world with their souls unprepared to meet God. Somewhere today, no doubt before we ever come back to service tonight, somebody will leave the world not ready. Sad thought, isn't it? That before we make it back to hold our business meeting tonight, if we even make it back, somewhere in that few hours that passes between the time we leave and the time we get back, somebody's soul will go out into eternity unprepared to meet God, and they'll have to dwell in that condition without any hope. You see, right now, lost friend, you got hope. You know, I came today with a prayer on my heart and a great thought on my heart, and a great anticipation today on my heart of seeing people saved. And I would to God that we would pray to that end today, because we don't know, these people that we are trying to reach, these people that we are praying for, you know, we just don't know when that opportunity is going to be cut off, when they're going to have their last opportunity. Friend, listen, it's still the truth. Today, we just don't know. I'll never forget when I was about 20 years old. I had a friend, and he was about 3 years older than me. Good friend. And one of the last conversations that I ever had with him, I was at his house. He had just recently got married and was just a newlywed, and I was at his house standing out in his driveway with him. We were standing by his car, and he was talking about things, and one of the last things that he told me was that he was hoping to live to be at least 80 years old. It's one of the last conversations we had. In just a short time after that, out one night, about a half a mile to a mile from his house, sitting in his car, making a left-hand turn to go home, he got smashed into by a drunk driver. He was just gone. You can make all the plans you want to make, but you don't have any control over life. There's no man that has power over the spirit to retain the spirit. Neither has he power in the day of death, and there is no discharge in that war, and you're not going to cheat death. It's appointed unto men once to die, and after this the judgment, and death is going to come to all of us. It may come to me today. It may come to you today. I don't know when it's going to come, but I do know that it's going to come because God's word teaches us that we're all going to die, and we see it and we experience it every day that we live. People around us are dying. And what would make you think that the next one couldn't be you? I'll tell you what, if you think that way, you're right where the devil would have you. Because God hasn't promised you that. The only promise that we have about death is that it's going to happen, and that those that are saved are going to do well in death, and those that are not saved are not going to do well in death. Those that have been saved will not lose a thing in death. Those that are not saved will lose their eternal soul through death. And that's about all that we know about death. The surest thing in my life. Well, let me put it this way. One of the surest things in my life is knowing that it'll end. I mean, you know, I'm not sure about how long I'll live. I'm not sure about what's going to happen to me the rest of my life. I'm not sure if I'm going to, end up crippled I just don't know. I mean, I don't know what's going to happen into me the rest of my life, but I know of a surety that it's going to come to a close. I want you to think about that seriously. Think about the fact, the biblical fact, the truth, that there's a day for you that are lost when the harvest is going to be past. The summer is going to be ended. And if you continue on, in your lost condition, you're going to be eternally unsaved. What about those men there that we read about in the 16th chapter of the Gospel of Luke? The beggar, Lazarus. The rich man. Going about their lives. The rich man faring sumptuously every day. Lazarus begging the crumbs that were falling from his table. And the Bible tells us that they died. You know, I kind of get the impression when I read about that rich man, I kind of get the impression that he really never gave much thought to death. I mean, he was just thinking about feasting on the things that he had. He was thinking about eating his food and drinking his wine and enjoying all the things that he had. But the Bible says that the rich man died and he was buried. I believe death took him by surprise. I mean, that's the way it appears to me. He was just going about his life and bam, he died. Comes that way, doesn't it? You know, as we assemble here today, I'm going to say it one more time. As we assemble here today and we sing our songs and we make our requests and we give our testimonies and we try to preach the word and you have the opportunity to sit in this service today, as we go about what we're doing here today, perhaps you're living the last moments of your life. I mean, think about it. Really think about it. Really dwell on it for just a moment. Perhaps you're living the last few moments of your life here on the earth. Perhaps before this day ends, you're going to be gone. Perhaps you won't kiss your wife this evening and say goodnight like you normally do. You might be gone. Perhaps you won't be getting up tomorrow to go to your job like you already think you're going to. You may be gone. Happens to people all the time. You really stop and think about it. This could be it. That's just something we don't know. But you see, when I think about that, it's okay. It's all right. If this, I told you last week, if this is my last few moments on the earth, it's been great to be here. And the most important part is I'm ready to go. I'm ready. Whenever God gets ready, I'm ready. But if you're not saved, you're not ready. You are not ready for the journey. And you need to be. I'd like for us to have a song. I'd like for you that are not saved to please give thought to the condition of your soul. God will save you. You may think, well, you know, Brother Miller, I've been to the mourner's bench, you know, 100 times, and I haven't got saved. Well, I just want to be honest with you. The reason you haven't is because you haven't repented. When you turn to God and repent of your sins and trust Him to save you, He will. If you have not been saved, it's because you haven't fully trusted the Lord and repented of your sins. The very moment that you do that, He's going to save you. Let's stand and sing. I hope that something's been said that's been helpful. My prayer is that none of you will find yourself one day in the lower world called hell, having to cry out and say, the harvest is past, the summer is ended. I had my opportunity on the earth, and I just didn't find him. I just didn't make it. You need to come to the Lord, and you need to come to him, trusting him with all your heart, while we stand and sing.
321.